Happy Friday! You're tuned to Express Yourself on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and first up on today's show, I'm joined in studio by local actors Bob Moore and Wendy Tennis, the stars of Thunder River Theater Company's season opener, A Walk in the Woods. Welcome to KDNK.
Hi, Raleigh. Good to be here.
Now, without giving too much away, although we did discuss, it's not really a play that you can necessarily spoil. What is the premise? What does this play really touch on for you two that you think is really worth people going out to see?
Are you going to take that one first, Wendy, or do you want me to?
I think I'm going to hear what you say first.
Okay.
I'm the, you know, the newer one here.
Well, first off, Raleigh, the play is set in the 1980s during a time when there was... a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Maybe I'm not a good time to be on the radio because I can't think right now. we had a preview last night and slept in a little bit, so I don't know how fresh I am. It was a time during the 1980s when Russia and America during the Cold War were having some real distrust issues revolving around nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So an arms negotiator from Russia and an arms negotiator from America leave the negotiating table and take a little walk in the woods and develop a relationship between themselves, which they hope will carry on into the negotiating table and then on a bigger worldview maybe have an impact on arms negotiation and detente and getting rid of some nuclear weapons. That's probably in a nutshell what it is.
Right. Absolutely. And the nuances between our two characters is, of course, Andre, Bob's character, has been doing this for decades. And she has, Joan, my character, is a negotiator in her own right in many other areas and has been very successful. However, this is her first real go of it in Geneva, which is huge for her. And she's all about proving herself. She doesn't know what to think of him. She's done her research. She knows of him, knows a lot about him, more than he expects, perhaps. And she finds out a whole lot more during the course of the four scenes, the two acts, what he really is all about versus what some of the research has told her. And they do develop a definite interesting relationship. They go head to head and all the time, and that's just what they do.
And an interesting note from the press release is that the playwright Lee Blessing actually changed the gender of the character that you play, Wendy.
Yes.
Where this was John Honeyman is now Joan Honeyman.
Joan Honeyman, yes.
And for listeners, Bob actually got to play an iteration of the same play,
yes,
but with John instead of Joan.
Yeah. First time I did it was two men, John Honeyman, and then my character's name's Andre Botvinnik. And I wanted to add a little thing from what Wendy was saying a little bit earlier. You know, our approaches to the negotiations are completely different. I guess the closest thing that I could say with my character is that he has become, over the time that he has spent there, very cynical. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't see a lot of hope in trying to change the status quo, which has been the status quo for years and years. So what he's interested in is people and friendships. And that's where I think a lot of the humor comes from. And then some of the lines that he delivers in the play, which are not humorous at all and probably are just right on the money as far as it's just what they're there to do probably is just not going to happen. Not because of their faults, but because of the situation and the leadership in each one of the countries.
And so, to, again, go right off of what Bob's saying is, Joan is there to make a difference. Joan is very optimistic, which really plays nicely against his cynicism. She's very optimistic. She's full of hope and faith and really believes in the system, and that as a part of that system, she brings something new to it, something fresh, and she is going to be successful, absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt. And that's what she goes in to prove, that what her beliefs are real, and that she can make a difference for this particular negotiation table in this particular circumstance.
And the conflict of the piece is that he doesn't believe that at all. So she brings that attitude to the table, and he tries to convince her that, no, you need to be a little bit more realistic. So.
And she doesn't really want to be. She's very hopeful right up to it. She's full of it. She loves to be optimistic and gets very frustrated with the fact that he's not at all.
And I had the joy of attending the preview last night. So tonight's the opening night, 7:30.
Yes.
With the champagne toast after the show.
Another opening, another show.
And then a talk back as well with
yes.
the cast.
Yeah.
And the cast being just the two of you. It's kind of an interesting move of Thunder River Theater to open the season with a two-person play.
Yes.
Yes.
But this one certainly carries the action and the intimacy and all kinds of profound human conditions through the two characters.
Yeah, people I think are going to come in and, you know, it sounds like when we're discussing it right here, they're thinking, ooh, I don't know, that's a heavy drama. Mm-hmm. And it's not. It's got some really beautiful light moments in it, but it's also got some moments in it that will make you think and might change your mind, might not. You know, it's kind of hard to say. You never know. But I think anybody that comes in to see the show will pick up some tidbits that they might not have been aware of.
And I think it's a real discussion piece. It's very thought-provoking. As you leave the theater, you're leaving with questions perhaps that are very personal for yourself, for dialogue with friends and loved ones, just where you stand on this. And it is such a human story as well, as they develop their relationship in those light moments that are quite unexpected from time to time, I think, even to each other, that they happen the way they do.
A really interesting dynamic to me is that although Andre is the cynical one, through his cynicism, and this reminds me of a quote from Edward Abbey, where there's no hope, there's nothing to worry about. You know, like mm-hmm. he brings the levity, even though he's the cynical one, and he can be in humor because he's not trying so hard to get something done, like Honeyman, who is determined in her idealism and then driven to be much more of a intense, not relaxed character.
Yes, she's not relaxed at all.
Yeah. Andre is all about developing friendships. That's what he did. He wants to be friends with her, not in a way that's off color or anything like that. He wants to develop a relationship where they can talk intellectually and understand one another and have fun. He's all about figuring out a way that he can have some fun while he's in this serious business of arms negotiation.
Mm-hmm. And she's here to get the job done. Right. That's what she's been assigned to do, and she's going to accomplish the task. So it's really fun to watch the two of them develop that relationship haphazardly, as it were, as we go through it.
One piece of the play that I particularly enjoyed was Andre describing what makes them different. And he talks about history being geography over time.
Yeah, which I think is a tremendous way of looking at how things have evolved over time. It's really interesting. And how he describes how different the countries are geographically.
Right.
And that drives a lot of how they have ended up. Mm-hmm. When if you really look at the baseline, they're exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. So the personality of Americans enjoying these oceans on either side protecting us from other countries versus Russia really being exposed on all ends by many different countries.
Yes. Yeah. There is a great song. This relates a little bit to the play Wendy and I are doing right now, but every time I listen to this song, it's a song that was written by Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter Paul and Mary, and it's called Nukes Are Nuts. That's the name of the song. And he tells this wonderful story about how some organization out in California contacted him and said that they were trying to protest nuclear arms. And he wanted to help them. And they said, well, just write us about a 20 or 30 second song. And in it, I want you to say nukes are nuts. So he writes this funny little song about a parody between a squirrel and the world, and how the squirrel has to go collect nuts all the time, and if he has too many nuts, eventually it'll end up killing him. So that's pretty much what the song is. But he tells a great story about he didn't think this was a real deal from this organization in California. So he looked under the website and checked it out. And he said, sure enough, there was Desmond Tutu was on the website. And he gave a whole speech about a 10-minute speech. And at the very end of it, Desmond Tutu says, and nukes are nuts. So I just, you know, and that's a little bit of what Botvinnik's outlook is. I mean, he's, you know, it's nuts. When we first started doing treaties years and years and years ago, we had just a few nuclear weapons. And the more treaties we signed, the more nuclear weapons we got. You know, and now, then in the 80s, as it is right now, it's way out of hand.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is so. Indeed.
And it's been said that the play is as relevant now as it was when it was written. And to me, not only relations between Russia and the United States, but also just these greater dynamics of seeing these little human characters who are trying to fulfill something in their lives, but under these huge overbearing themes where it really doesn't seem like any human individually will move the needle.
Yeah. And that's discussed, and
it is, yeah.
Lee Blessing, the playwright of the piece, I just think wrote a tremendously truthful and dynamic script when it comes to describing what that's like. So I just want people to come and see it because boy oh boy is it worthwhile.
It's special.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is worth just to be there and to be a part of the entire environment and to be a part of the show because the audience is so pivotal, obviously, in any show, but we're doing this in the round. It's a beautiful environment for the walk in the woods, and you're a part of it as you sit in that theater.
So how's the experience as an actor portraying your character to all four directions in a way that's not favoring one particular direction, but making sure the whole audience sees?
That is quite a directorial challenge for Corey, and I think he did just a beautiful job of just keep moving us around. And, of course, Sean with the set and where things are positioned. You are a part of it. It's you are in the woods with us on all sides. And so, we're just moving throughout the piece. I love working in the round. It's a rarity in theater, unfortunately, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But this piece in particular lends itself beautifully to that. And the lighting, everything about it is so much taking you to that place to be an intimate observer in the conversations that take place in front of you.
When I first saw the stage, I wondered, where are the trees? And obviously, trees would block the view, but later I thought, well, maybe the audience, each of us, were the trees.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad you saw that, because pretty much that's what it is. And
it is.
We indicate the audience and the distance behind the audience as the forest, as the mountains, you know, and as the lakes. You know, a little side note to acting in the round, I've been fortunate enough to be in a number of theaters that do that. Lake Dillon Theater does all of their productions in the round, and then of course here at Thunder River, I find it to be a much more naturalistic way to be on stage, because if you think about it, when you're in a group of people at a party or a barbecue or something like that, you aren't facing them all the time. Your back's to them.
That's true.
And you can see, you and I were talking about a little bit earlier today, you can actually see how a person is reacting to something that they have heard or that they're saying by their body language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as an actor is aware that it's important that he plays, you know, all points of the compass, I think it's a very naturalistic way of doing theater, very much. So I enjoy it.
And have you two acted before together in productions?
Yes,
many,
we have.
many times I have the pleasure of sharing the stage with Bob in multiple productions. When I first met him over in Breckenridge, we worked many times at the Backstage Theater. And since then, over in this valley, worked at CMC, now Thunder River, other CCTC theater productions. We have done another two-person play. This was about, I think, 5 years ago?
About five years ago.
Called A Picasso. And so the opportunity to work in a two-person show again with Bob was more than I could ever ask for. I'm so excited to be sharing the stage with him. Again, very interesting things we've done in the past, but the two-person show is always a very unique challenge, and I'm excited to be able to do one again.
Yeah. The neatest thing about doing a two-person show is, you know, when you stop talking, the other person needs to start. And vice versa.
And we're just going to hope that that continues to happen, because you just never know.
The
beauty of live theater is live.
And yes, then it's just the two of you rescuing each other.
If
you get a little off
sequence,
but you can find your way back.
Let's just hope so.
Well,
and I'm full of hope.
That's great. Thank you so much, Wendy Tennis and Bob Moore. We're about out of time. Anything else that you two would like to add?
Just
we'd love to have as many people come see the show as they can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right. And Walk in the Woods at Thunder River Theater Company. Performances continue through October 12th, and there will be talkbacks with the cast on Sunday, October 6th and Thursday, October 10th. Tonight is the grand opening, 7:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Raleigh.
Bye.